The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy. And how does the Divine Mercy connect with what we are hearing from Jesus today? Jesus comes back to visit his disciples after the resurrection. And we can hear the echoes of excitement and joy and freedom within this room. Peace be with you. Can I hear you say to those around you, "Peace be with you"?
Peace.
Say it aloud.
Peace
be with you. That's a great gift, especially in our world today. We need to hear that aloud. We need to hear the gift of peace. We need to be present as instruments of peace to others. But what touched me in this gospel is how much the disciples missed Jesus, how much they missed their master. So what is happening in the gospel this second Sunday of Easter? The disciples encounter the Lord in a different way. And we all use this expression, the expression to someone we love, someone we have been with, someone who does something for us and perhaps is separated from us by circumstance or distance. "I missed you," right? "I missed you." It's a common expression. "I missed you." Envision the disciples of Jesus rushing towards him, hugging him, and exclaiming, "Master, we missed you dearly." Truly, they missed their master. At his death, the disciples felt empty. Their life became empty. They were confused and was as if life was meaningless. And remember, that was the reason why some of them even started going away. Scripture describes how this feeling is within the room today. It says the disciples were locked. When the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Their joy is profound on sighting Jesus. Negative emotions, isolation, doors were locked, and fear for fear of the Jews. When Jesus was with them, they moved about freely on the streets, in the synagogues, in the marketplaces. And Jesus even defended them against the scribes and the Pharisees on many occasions. But at his death, the doors are locked and the disciples are afraid. This is not an isolated case here, but the Passion narrative presents several instances where the disciples of Jesus look like they are lost themselves. Mary Magdalene was described as standing weeping beside the tomb. She stood there weeping. The disciples heading to Emmaus stood still, looking sad, looking downcast. These are words that the scripture uses to capture how bad the situation was for these disciples. They felt completely helpless. So everyone missed Jesus. Let's bring this down to our circumstance, and I want you to flash your mind back to the time of the pandemic. A horrible experience for us, for the whole world. Why? The answer is simple. The pandemic created a huge sense of fear. People were afraid of dying from the disease. People were afraid of falling sick. People were afraid of losing their loved ones. We experienced lockdown. Our doors became compulsorily locked. And the lockdown in turn created an isolation, which exacerbated our fears. For people of faith, depriving us the opportunity to get to the church, to get to Jesus, was the worst experience. So just like the disciples in the gospel of today, we missed experiencing Jesus at that time. We missed kneeling down before the altar in front of Jesus. We missed touching Jesus in the Holy Communion. We missed sharing with the community of faith as we are gathered here this morning. And like the experience of the disciples, we believe that Jesus' presence provides a supernatural insurance. Our divine immunity, our sense of security seemed stripped during the pandemic. We missed Jesus. We felt vulnerable by the forces of death, which came in the guise of COVID. In the gospel today, we read that for fear of the Jews, the disciples were locked indoors, afraid and isolated. In our own case, for fear of COVID-19, we were locked in, afraid and isolated. In either of these scenarios, the absence of Jesus would always cause darkness and a feeling of fear. Jesus asks his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Why are you terrified?" They are terrified because they miss Jesus. We were terrified because we missed Jesus. The gospel highlights the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Think about the transformation of feelings here. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. This is real. The presence of Jesus brings joy, brings great rejoicing to their desperate, frustrated, fearful, isolated situations. Personally, I remember how it felt for us here when the lockdown ended and we were back in church. I recall the very first mass we had on returning from the pandemic. It was an outdoor mass at Slade parking lot. And the joy was overwhelming. It was like rising from our own death. Having to receive Christ in the Blessed Eucharist felt like an experience of heaven on earth. Tears of joy and freedom were rolling down the eyes of the people gathered. Everyone wanted to hold Jesus in their hands and tell him how much we missed him. Think about the Easter, the last Sunday, right? This church was packed, right? This church was packed. That coverage was open. People filled the church to a standing capacity. I did the 11 a.m. Mass at Christ the King. We had no space. Because people felt like returning back to Jesus, they missed Jesus. Last year, we didn't have that opportunity. Last year, we did Easter, but we still had this social distancing rule, and everybody had our faces covered by the masks. The Easter, the church filled to the brim, overflowing in all the parishes from what we have heard, because we missed Jesus. And the disciples tell Thomas their wonderful experience in announcing this joy. We have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord. We have encountered him. We have received him back. We have him back. Our security, our divine protection, our divine insurance, our supernatural comfort, our freedom has come back. That is what Jesus does in our lives. Experiencing the Lord and his gifts is indescribable. You can't explain it. It is something about you. And I tell people, I tell all those that I know, faith is not what you do. Faith is who you are. Faith is who you are. Faith is your identity. When you miss Jesus, you feel him. When you miss Jesus, something of you is fundamentally not there. Jesus is the image of the Father, through whom we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he gives it to the apostles. Receive the Holy Spirit. That is what Jesus brings. The Holy Spirit brings peace, brings joy, brings freedom. The Holy Spirit brings God's forgiveness. Jesus breathes freshness and courage into our lives when he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Why wouldn't Thomas want a first-hand experience of this encounter? You know, we think about Thomas not being there. Thomas asking, "I won't believe until I see." Put yourself in the shoes of Thomas. Put yourself in the shoes of Thomas and imagine how this announcement, "We have seen the Lord." So Thomas doesn't simply want to share in the experience of the brothers through a second-hand announcement. Thomas wants to experience the Lord personally because he also missed Jesus. Thomas missed him, so he wants to experience him one-on-one, just like Peter, John, Andrew, and all of them did. What does Thomas represent? Thomas represents our human desire for Jesus. And the Psalm 42 says, "Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my Lord." Thomas yearns for the Lord and wants to see him. And see the reaction, the response from Thomas: "My Lord and my God." "My Lord and my God, I had it, but I want to experience it, and I'm experiencing you. I have seen the Lord." That's what Thomas is saying here as well. An encounter with Jesus is transformative. You can't experience Jesus and remain the same, because he is the Lord. He brings peace in your life. He brings freedom. He brings joy. He transforms you into an instrument of peace, an instrument of forgiveness, an instrument of love, an instrument of mercy. And we celebrate the divine mercy today, the second Sunday of Easter. So the church invites us to contemplate the risen Jesus as the ambassador of mercy to the apostles who huddle in fear behind closed doors. The resurrected Jesus becomes the most perfect gift of the revelation of divine mercy. The connection is evidently clear. God's mercy searches us out. It does not matter. The disciples are in closed doors, and the Bible says it very clearly. Jesus came, although the doors were locked. So it doesn't matter whether there are barriers. It doesn't matter whether the doors are closed in our lives. And these doors can be our addictions. These doors can be the sins. These doors can be our failures. These doors can be any hindrance that makes you to want to hide, to stay behind closed doors. Jesus knows how much you miss him. He knows how much you are desperate to have him. Jesus comes again, the second time, for the sake of Thomas. The absentee Thomas gives him an opportunity to encounter him. Jesus is not interested in the reason for Thomas's absence. What Jesus wants is to restore Thomas back to mercy. Jesus says to Saint Faustina, who is the founder of divine mercy, "I desire that the feast of mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened." This is found in Diary of St. Faustina, number 699. My dear friends, God's mercy is astonishing. Today, I invite you to touch and feel Jesus in the Blessed Sacraments. Touch and feel Jesus in the sacrament of the Blessed Eucharist. Touch and feel Jesus in the sacrament of confession. Touch and feel Jesus like Thomas, and you will exclaim, "My Lord and my God." Jesus takes away fears, takes away isolation. Jesus thrashes anxiety and confusion. Jesus deals with our problems. He encounters us despite the locked doors of our lives. And if I ask you, how much do you miss Jesus? How much do you think you have missed him? Like Thomas, come back to him and say to him, "Jesus, I trust in you." Amen.